And this is what part of the hand?
Palm.
And if I ball up my hand, I make two
fish.
And what do you call it? People who suffer from arthritis have what between the pains in the what?
Pain in the elbow.
Well, no, all the place between the bones.
All the place between the bones.
What do you call it? The term for it.
Rheumatism?
No, what do you call it? They have pains in the what? In their...
In the bone joints. In the joint.
And this is what part of the body?
Chest.
Another way of saying I'm afraid.
Frightened.
Or?
Scared.
Someone was you're trying to show someone how to do something. They were doing it wrong. You said, well, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
What do you call a person who's unconcerned about what he's doing? He's always said breaking something or having an accident. So that person
careless.
Said,
careless.
And if you work hard all day, at night you have to be
tired.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the situation when your voice leaves you when you have a cold?
Hoarseness.
Or you say, what do you
I'm
say?
Hoarse. I'm hoarse.
What do you call a person who can't hear? He's what?
Deaf.
And if someone, you heard that some lady became sick on a job last week and you were describing to someone else, you'd say, I understand that Mrs. So-and-so, what, on a job?
Became ill on the job.
Using the term sick, you would say she what sick? She
took sick.
And if I came in sneezing, you'd say, well, you've been out, looks like you
caught cold.
And what do you call the small things that come on your gum sometimes?
Fever blister?
On your gum. Well, even on your face, the term is the same thing.
Pimples?
Or some.
What?
He starts with B.
Bump?
A gum.
Gum bump? Boil.
Mm-hmm. And what do you, if you have, say, a pimple on your face, what do you call the white fluid that comes out of it? What's the term for that? The white, when you squeeze it, if you have a pimple on your face.
The term, impurity?
The term, well, it's one term, but it's also a P.
Yeah, you cut them. Pus.
Mm-hmm. If someone had died in a family, You tell someone else, don't go visit them now because they're still in
bereavement
or another
sorrow. Mm-hmm.
If someone was upset about something which you knew would turn out right, you tell them, don't about it. Don't quit about it. Say something was bothering someone and you thought they were concerned unnecessarily. You said, well, just forget about it. Don't
bother them.
Don't
speak about it. Don't mention it.
Well,
let me see. Don't worry about it.
If two people are engaged, the chances are they'll soon be what?
Married.
What's the name of the building where people rent rooms?
Rooming house.
R.
Inn.
The big
hotel.
And the place where sick people go.
Hospital.
And Mobile's in what state?
Alabama.
And New Orleans?
In Louisiana.
And Memphis?
In Tennessee.
And Jackson?
In Mississippi.
What's the name of the city where they make automobiles?
Detroit.
And the big town in Alabama where they make steel?
Birmingham.
If